Yeah, this your boy Rich Notch.
Yo, I'm Brock Landers.
This is Chop It Up Hip Hop. And today we in the Chop Shop and we're going to be discussing all the albums that came out from Good Music.
Yeah, man.
The Good Music rollout. You know
this
what I mean?
This whole rollout, a lot of hype around it.
A lot of hype.
Did it live up to the hype? We're going to discuss.
Yeah, we're going to discuss. We had time to let some of the albums sink in. We had time to dissect it.
Yeah.
Over the last couple of days and weeks, some of them.
It was kind of easy to dissect when there's only 7 songs.
Exactly.
And one producer, so.
Yeah. And I don't even want to call it an album. I feel kind of stupid calling it an album, truthfully. I'd rather call it an EP.
Yeah.
But since the masses is calling it an album, I'm going to roll with album. But in all reality, it's an EP. I'm sorry. 7 songs is an EP. I don't count that as an album.
But you know what? If the artist is calling LP, that's it. I'm putting it on you now. So if it's a whack album, that's it. You can't make that excuse. It's a mixtape.
Well,
LP.
I wouldn't say the artist is calling it an LP. This is Kanye's brain thing. This is all Kanye. I could obviously see that. It wasn't Pusha's idea. This is all Kanye. I want to do just produce 7 songs for each of y'all. Like, it's a Kanye thing. It's a Good Music thing. Pusha T, I don't think would have ever did this on his own. Nas, none of them would have ever did this on their own. I'm going to do 7 songs.
Oh, and you hear Teyana Taylor actually said that this is just part one. The rest of the album's dropping next week.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I could tell they said Nas is dropping another album this year. Like, this was just, yeah. Right, we ain't wait 6 years for a 7-song EP. You know what I mean?
All right, so what was the first one on the... Was it Kanye?
Pusha T.
Oh, it was Daytona. Pusha T. Went from King Push to Daytona.
Yeah. We got my nephew in the building, too, by the way. Yes. Killer Kai, a.k.a. Kai Boy.
What up?
Yeah.
Next in line producer.
Yeah. He's on the come up. Watch for him. He in Arizona right now, but he's NY born. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so we're going to get his perspective, too, on some of the albums. Like, you know what I mean? Because you heard the Pusha T, right?
Yeah. I'm not going to front. I think Daytona was a dope album for him. And I think out of all the Good Music albums, I think that's probably number one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
I think I kind of agree.
Hey, Kai, so you 16? 17? All right. Got to get the young people perspective. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
What was your thoughts on Daytona?
I liked it. Solid album. The only thing that's bothering me is 7 minutes. I mean, 7 tracks. Some of them
it felt like 7 minutes.
Yeah. Some of them were kind of short. I feel, if I give it a grade, there's really not much to break down because it's one producer, it's one style of rapping. It's like, it's not really much to, I give it like a 7. It was solid. But all the people talking about this is a classic and this and that, need to relax. We need to chill. Mm-hmm. I don't even think this is probably better than his last joint, The Darkest Before Dawn.
I think this is his best album.
I don't know.
For Pusha Gold, this to me is his best. That's why it upsets me that this was his best album and you only get 7. I think he could have added 3 more, 4 more songs and be like, all right, Pusha.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But I think his bars were on point on this one.
Yeah. Lyrically wise, this was his best.
On point. Yeah. What do you give it?
I'm going to give it a solid 7.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to give it a solid 7. On a 1 to 10, I give it a one of my favorite joints on there was Santeria.
That was mine.
Santeria. Infrared, of course, threw the jab at Drake. But
right.
I like it all around besides that. What else? The Game We Play, I like. The song I didn't like was Rick. That's another thing. If it's 7 tracks, it shouldn't be not one song I don't like. If you're going to do 7, it shouldn't be one.
That's my thing, too.
First of all, this is how I see
every
it real quick.
Every song should be a banger.
Every song
should be at least 4 minutes.
Either every song should be a banger or it should be 5 bangers, 6 good. 5 bangers, 1 you could be like, that was a good song. And maybe 1 song I'd be like,
right.
I could be like, it should be no song I don't like.
Right.
7 songs, it should be...
Exactly.
It should be like 5 bangers, 6, all right, that was good. This 1 could be like, all right, it was cool, but you know what I'm saying. But it shouldn't be no song I don't like. And
right.
Pusha T got 1 song I don't like.
Which one is that?
The song with Rick Ross.
See...
I don't like that song.
When I first heard it, I liked it. Because I like the way...
Hard piano?
I like the way Pusha opened it with those bars, the first few
bars. Yeah, the bars.
But the hook, the hook gotta go. Rick Ross, Sometimes I listen to it, I like it, and sometimes I skip over it. I don't know. It's just it's the way he starts it off. It makes you want to listen to it. Then you get tired of it real quick.
Oh, okay.
That's just my opinion on it.
And Comeback Baby, it felt like something was missing from there. I like the sample and the hook, but with the production, it felt like something was missing from that. Right. But I give it a solid 7. On a 1 to 10, what you give it, Kai?
I'm going to go up one more notch. I'm going to say I'm going to give it an 8.
Ooh, okay.
Because, you know, like you said, Hard Piano, when I first heard that song too, that song, I was like, that song is dope. But then, like, after hearing it again, I felt like, for me personally, I feel like Rick Ross was off beat just a little bit when he came into it.
Right.
But overall, with the album, though, if you like a real hip-hop lover, too, and, like, you know, a lot of albums that have been coming out recently haven't been, like, really lyrical.
Right, right.
So I say Pusha T went off on this one, so I'll give it an 8.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. I respect that. I respect that.
He was able to explain why.
A lot of people don't
explain why.
They'll just say, because I like Pusha T.
They'll talk about what everybody else is saying.
Yeah. He got his own perspective. So, all right. So, next album from Good Music was what? Next up was
Ye. Ye
album.
First of all, why didn't you just name it The Cover?
Yeah, it should
have. I Hate Being Bipolar. It's awesome. That's actually a pretty good title.
That's a great title for an album.
That's a good title. You should have kept it that. Why Ye? That's freaking corny.
Yeah. So,
all right, what are your thoughts? You go on this one first, man.
I didn't like it. This is Ye's worst album.
But yes,
without a doubt. No argument. This is Ye's worst album. If I had to rate Ye albums, yes, this would definitely be on the bottom. Before that, I was saying Yeezus, because to me, Yeezus was another. That was my beef with Yeezus. It's like only 10 tracks. I shouldn't, only like 5 out of 10. That's, to me, that's unacceptable.
But at least Yeezus.
But the 5 I like was
right,
crazy.
And at least on Yeezus, the songs felt like they were fully completed. Like, they felt like you felt full after you listened to it. Like, I listened to an album. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Feel like, I don't know, this feels like an appetizer.
Yeah. You definitely don't feel satisfied after this.
No. Even if the songs are good, you don't.
Yeah. Like, it's something, like, this is the thing.
Because I like the Nas, but I'm not satisfied.
Yeah, this is the thing. Like, I had high expectations, which I should, coming from Kanye. They talked about this, and when he said he's going to do Nas, we almost lost our mind. Like, oh, he's going to produce Nas' album. So we hyped up, and then when we get it, it's like you're right there, Ye, with a lot of these songs. Like, you're right there, production-wise I'm talking about. You're right there. But then it's like, you just leave us hanging, like, why wasn't it another drum? Why wasn't it a drum at all? Why wasn't it a hard beat coming in? It's like, if somebody could take these same songs, it's like the skeleton is there without the meat. Like, he didn't add the meat and the flesh on.
A lot of stuff he does lately, it seems like on any other album, they'll be like interludes. They don't feel like songs.
Yeah.
Like, they just like feel like interludes. Like, he's singing.
Very lazy. Good interludes, though, because the vibe is there.
He's singing lazy on a beat that's like a lot of harmonies. And
yeah.
It's just like, I don't know. But so, what are the tracks you liked on this?
I like Yikes.
Yeah, okay. That's
I like Yikes. It was 3 tracks. I think I like Yikes.
I like 2.5.
And I think I like, was it Ghost Town or No Mistakes? Truthfully, I forgot, because to tell you the truth, I didn't listen to it that much. After I listened to it a couple of times, I wasn't impressed. I was totally let down by Kanye, and that was it. Like, after Life of Pablo, I thought he was leading up, because Life of Pablo to me was decent. It was good. Yeah. Life of Pablo was good. This, nah. 7 songs, Kanye, and this is what you give me. Nah. And then Charlamagne said this wasn't the album he heard. He said it was a totally different 7 songs.
I wanted to hear TurboGrafx-16. That's the album that was supposed to drop.
That's what I wanted to hear.
That's what I wanted to hear.
This is Ye. I'm not. So on a 1 to 10, I'm going to give Ye. And I never thought I would give Ye this low of a score. I'm going to give him a 4. I never thought I would give Ye that. Because if I only like 3 out of 7. And when I say I like 3, that's slightly pushing it. I think it was 2 I really liked. Right. And 1 I was like, it's cool. Know what I mean? So,
I liked Yikes, and I think it's No Mistakes. Is that the one with the Slick Rick sample?
Is that the one with the Slick Rick No Mistakes?
It was Believe It or Not. Yeah, okay, yeah, those 2 songs I like.
Yeah.
7 tracks, 24 minutes.
What do you give it?
So I like about 6 minutes of this album at most, because I don't even know how long Yikes is. I think it's under 3 minutes. So I like 5 minutes of this album. I give it a 3.
3, wow.
This is not good. See, here's the problem with the new generation.
He went
man.
Lower than mine. Wow.
Everybody's so easily satisfied. So easily satisfied. Mm-hmm. No matter what it is, everybody's so happy. It seems like every album that came out this year, everybody's saying it's a classic. It's just out of control. We need to stop.
That term is getting used and abused. Yeah, they're throwing it around recklessly.
Yeah, this is a classic. Yo, we need to step back, get out of the hype, take a breath.
Yeah.
And be in reality, like, is this a classic? And you can be like, no, it's not.
Yeah. What do you give it, Kyle? What you?
I mean, it was different. I'm going to give it that. It was different. And the thing, like, it was just... we're not used to this Kanye, and I think that's the reason why, too, why it's so different to us and, like, why everybody has their own different opinion about it. And I'm not going to front. I didn't like every song either, but there was a lot. I mean, out of the 7 tracks I did like No Mistakes with Charlie Wilson. That was pretty dope.
That was a good one.
And Yikes was another one. And then, like, I felt with Ghost Town, I think the problem was that it didn't sound a lot like hip-hop.
Right, right. Right,
and that was the thing,
and that was the one with Cudi, right?
Ghost, I think so. But overall, if I was to grade the album, I feel like, I mean,
you're not mad at it.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it.
What's your rating on a 1 to 10? 1 meaning classic.
Wait.
I mean, no, 10 meaning classic.
10's masterpiece. 9 classic. 8 is excellent. You know, close to it. 7 is very good, solid album. 6 is decent. 5 needs improvement. 4 was Come On Son. 3 was It Got Some Joints. 2 is what was 2? Laughable. And number 1 is trash.
Damn. I don't know. I'm not going to call it trash, but
so 4, I gave it what? 4 was what again?
4 was Come On Son.
Come On Son. Yeah.
Like you could do better. Come On Son. Like
I'm going to say 5 cuz it did need improvement. I'm not going to front. That's
honest.
That's all they say. Like I said before, it was somebody posted up on IG, and I like they couldn't have said it better. I think her name is anyway, I don't want to mess up her name, but anyway, she said, "I'm from an era where listening to an album was an adventure, from ripping open the plastic to pressing play. Mm. We would get lost in albums for 45 minutes. This ain't it lately, and I'm not about to call a project a classic just because a classic artist put it out." I couldn't have said it better.
That's Persia. She's from Far Rock. She was on the White
Persia.
Rapper Show.
All right. Persia. Shout out to Persia. Yeah, I'm not about to call an album a classic or give it a good rating just because it's coming from a classic artist. People got to stop that. You got to stop rating new albums and judging them on the past stuff they did on their past. Mm. The past stuff could have been phenomenal, but if they're not doing it now, don't give it a thumbs up or nothing. They need to know. It's bad enough they probably in the studio with a bunch of yes men around them as it is.
Right.
Kissing their ass and praising them, everything they do is great. Bad enough they got that. Now you got these sites and these bloggers and everything.
Radio station,
radio station personalities, bigging them up too. Yeah. That's why they run around cocky and thinking they gods.
Yeah,
and you can't tell them nothing. And now the music suffers, and us as fans have to listen to this. Stop it.
Yeah,
stop it. All right. So what's the next album?
Next was Kids See Ghosts, the Kanye and Kid Cudi album, joint album. Now,
talk about it.
I give this a 2. Actually, because it's not even laughable. I get mad listening to it. I liked one song, I think. Two. I like Fourth Dimension and Free, I think. Yeah, I think it was Fourth Dimension and Free. Those are 2 songs I like. But nothing that I'm going to go back to this album to listen to. It's not like, oh, I gotta hear these 2 songs. They weren't bangers to me.
Yeah, it was nothing what they call it, rewind worthy.
Yeah.
Like it was nothing like playback worthy that I have to hear this again. I'm gonna listen to this again. I'm gonna rock out to this. Truthfully, you said it's 2. I think it was 1 song on there. I forgot actually which one it was, but it was 1 song on there I liked, but it wasn't to the point where I could see myself playing it through the summer, or even going back to it a month from now. But you know what? I missed that song. I'm gonna hear that while I'm driving or something. No, it's none of that. So I give it I give it a 1.5.
Yo,
1.5. It was knocking on trash. It was bad.
What do we give 21 Savage?
A 1.
Oh, okay.
So I think we gave him a 1. So I give this a 1.5.
I give it a deuce.
Let me make it clear, because Rams tried to say me and you, when I told him that we wasn't liking it, he was saying, oh, but do y'all know, like Kid Cudi, his other music, his other albums, like this is right up, Rams was trying to say basically this is right up the same lane as a Kid Cudi album. No, I totally disagree. Yeah. I like past some Kid Cudi stuff. And I actually thought him and Kanye getting together is going to be weird but good.
Right.
I like, this is going to be weird but good.
Right.
Like on some weird but good. Like the music is going to be, but it wasn't. Yeah. I was let down.
People love this. They think it's a classic. It's genius. So I heard all these.
Yeah, I give it a 1.5. You give it a 2. What you got to say about this, Kai?
We got the youngin'.
So I'm not going front. The first time I heard it.
Tell the truth. Don't let. Hold on. Don't let us judge what you really feel. Because we spoke in the car on the way here.
Yeah.
And you were saying you like it.
Yeah.
If you like it, you like it.
Yeah.
Always have your own opinion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't let it, if you like it, but
don't
say
nobody,
why.
Don't nobody tell you anything.
Yeah, don't let us taint your opinion.
Now, the thing is, like, I'm not going to front. The first time I heard it, you know, it was different. I was like, well, this is a new type of sound. It's unique. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
And then I know what Kanye is doing. Now, he's not really focusing on the hip-hop. It's like more of a different type of sound. And I see that more and more, like, the direction he's going. So with that being said, I listened to the album a second time and had a whole, like, try to have a whole different perspective on it. And the thing was, too, I liked it because I was like, okay, I can see why people would vibe with this song. Because as a whole, it was a positive energy type album, I think.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, like with songs like Free and, Feel the Love or something like that? So with that being said, after hearing it again, I feel like if people are in like a rough time and things like that, they could play this album and feel like positivity when they play it. Okay. And with that being said, I feel like I'm not going to front. I'm going to give it a good solid 6 or 7.
Okay. There we go. And you know, I think too is we look at it different too because we know the history of like the Kanye and Kid Cudi's catalog, and we go further back without, you know, hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
So we grade it different than him. Like he's still like new to it. So you know what I mean? So it's like, it's hard to explain. To him, it's like new ears listening to it.
Yeah, it's fresh. Yeah, he's 17. Fresh. He's 17.
So he's still experiencing like different sounds and stuff. You know what I mean? So we had like more of a background, so we could be like, yo, this is trash.
Yeah, we comparing it more to Kanye's, we comparing the greats to the great stuff that they did.
Right.
Not really to other artists. Even though I know you know Kanye, some of his old work, but yeah, it's more of a fresh ears for you. But you said a 6? 6 or 7?
The thing is though too.
6 is decent.
Yeah, the thing is though too though, is like Kanye, I think he's going a whole different direction with the whole different sound thing. That's why his producing was different too in all the albums. It wasn't like the same Kanye. And we all know that. We all know that. So it's not bad what he's doing, but I do feel like if he could improve on this sound, a lot of these tracks would be more bangers.
I feel like these albums are kind of rushed. Yeah, seems like they recorded in like a few weeks span or something.
Ye's definitely seem rushed more than Pusha T's. Ye's albums seem rushed.
Yeah.
Because like they said, Charlamagne said that wasn't the album he heard. And it's a lot of stuff he's talking about. Some of the stuff was just took place before the album, so you know he went back in the studio.
Like the song wouldn't leave, like that was like brand new. Like,
and I heard that who's the dude that be mastering and mixing with him? Something Dean.
Mike Dean
been with Dave One. I heard that he had a lot of pressure. That's why it wasn't even mixed like how he wanted to mix it. Because if you listen to like the Nas album, I think some of the stuff could have been mixed a little better too.
Oh yeah,
with the levels. Like Nas' voice with the sound and the.
See, I didn't get like why he rushed it though. Like nobody was expecting these albums until he announced it.
Dude is insane.
You know what I mean? You shouldn't announce it. You should just, you know what I mean? Should just took your time with it and then release it when you were ready.
And you know what I'm gonna say? Because he brought out a point how it makes you feel good, like you're going through stuff. This is the thing. I'm about to turn into a psychiatrist real quick. Here we go. I'm on my Dr. Phil, hip hop Dr. Phil.
Notch.
Yo. I think Kanye is trying to put out this feel-good music, right? But he's not even happy. It's like he wants to be happy, but I don't think he's truly happy deep down inside. But he's trying to put out this music to make everybody else happy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But it's slightly showing because, okay, you get that happy feel, but he's not truthfully, I think he need to put out truthfully how he's feeling. Like Dark Twisted Fantasy, when he's going through it with Amber Rose and everything, it was a masterpiece, that album. Yes. Like, I think he wants to put on his face, the smile and everything, but truthfully, I think he's at a real dark place. I think he's not happy. I think the meds, everything. I think he's not even to be funny that he definitely got mental issues. He has issues, right. Kanye. And I think he's trying to put out this happy music because I think he thinks by doing that, it's going to fulfill him. By making other people like feel good, the music is going to make him even feel better, get out this place he's in.
Getting deep.
Nah, yeah, I just had to take it there. I'm not. Yeah,
what happened to the song with T.I.? Like, why did he put that?
Yay versus the people. Good. That was better than his whole album. Yeah. That's what actually had me hyped too. Nice. Yeah, Poopity Scoop. The beat was better than the production of the album. Like the Yay versus the people had me hyped. I'm like, this is the kind. Even though I felt once again it could have drums, it didn't have no drums. It just had the soulful sample, but it was good. I'm like, this is. It had me extra hyped. So when I got the album. Maybe a little bit is my fault. I was way too hype.
Everybody was. It's okay, so fun. Yeah. Like, I was. Everybody was.
Yeah, and when you speak about that song, what he did, the one he did with T.I., that's what I was expecting on the album.
Right.
That's what I was like. Yeah, I was expecting a lot of songs like that. Because when Ye really speaks his truths, I mean, he could be dead wrong, but the fact that, you know, I don't know. It's just something that the fact that he just speaks his truth sometimes is like he still makes the song really dope. And that's what I like about Kanye West. Every time when he speaks his truth, he makes a lot of the songs a lot better. Even in Life of Pablo, 30 Hours. Speaking a lot of nonsense, but the flow he just had, the rhymes he had in it.
30 Hours was hard.
Yeah. So that's what I think.
His free thinking, that's his campaign, right? Free thinking?
Free thinking, yeah.
Free thinking. Okay. Well, so, yeah. All right, so next album.
The God MC.
The God MC, God Son.
This is what I was looking forward to the most.
Escobar season has returned, yes.
He's both of our, favorites.
Yes.
Top three favorite.
We spoke about it years ago. We was like, Nas, everybody always questioning his beats and everything. We was like, yo, only if he could do, a whole album with either Premier, a Kanye, a Ninth Wonder. We always said that, but Kanye was one of the ones that was mentioned. But when we said Kanye, we talking about Kanye when he's on that Dark Twisted Fantasy flow.
Graduation.
Late Registration. If Nas could get that Kanye and get in the studio with him. So we was hype, and we was like, if he's working with Nas, who's not even on good music, that's another reason. I thought Kanye was going to be like, yo, I'm going to show y'all doubted just because Nas' production, because he was never questioned lyrical ability.
To me, his production's not as bad as people make it out to be. I never got that, how people say he picks bad beats and stuff. I never had a problem with his beats, really, except like Nostradamus. But other than that, I thought all his albums were good. I don't know. I just never had people make it out like he's rapping on garbage. It's not the truth.
It's not the truth. His beats fit him. When people say that, it's the people. This is what I think. It's the people that just want to hear singles and stuff that could get played in the club.
Right.
Just because Nas songs is not club songs don't mean they bad beats.
Right.
Not at all.
And when he does make those type of songs, people complain.
Yeah. When he does the Uchi Wally's and everything. Why is he doing that? And Uchi Wally beat was crazy. Yeah. But okay, so to the, what was it called? Nasir. That was the
Nasir.
Yeah. Nasir. All right. I'm gonna give it a 7.5. A solid 7.5.
Okay. Speak on it.
My favorite song on there, like I said, I have no beef with this album, truthfully. Like, the album to me was good. The only beef is the production. Like, lyric-wise, concept-wise, Nas is he's on point, as always. Like, that ain't even a question. I just feel some of the songs was too short. Yeah. I felt the song with Kanye, Cop Shot, I felt that was too short. Y'all each had one verse. Like, Nas, why didn't you have another verse?
I think it was just over 2 minutes.
Yeah.
My problem with this good music.
The White Label? I think it needed I didn't like this white. That's another thing. Once again, 7 songs is one song I didn't like. White Label I didn't like, but mainly it was because of the production. The production on the song was, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's Miles in the back.
Shout out to Miles. Yeah, that's Miles in the back, you know what I mean? I think Miles is greening with us. he was upset with Nas' album,
he's
too.
He was a little upset.
He's a little upset. But yeah, Nas' album, I like it. I like Bonjour.
That's one of my top.
What's the song towards the end of the album?
What song? simple thing. Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve. I like Adam and Eve. I like Everything. Everything is okay. Simple Things. I like that song, but another song that's too short.
Too short.
Because he said one of the hottest verses when he said, basically, I don't want to mess it up. I'm a murderer. I don't want to butcher what he said. But basically, he was saying, they don't buy, which we've been saying, they don't buy my music albums because of the beats. It's the verses they purchase. My verses they purchase. And that's the realest thing, the way you could put it. He's like, I don't care about the top 40. Like, y'all bore me. Like, the listen to the lyrics and Simple Things.
Yeah, but never once sold again, a record it's too for the short. Beat. It's my verses they purchase. Without production, I'm worthless, but I'm more than the surface. Want me to sound like every song on the top 40? I'm not for you. You're not for me. You bore me. I drop lines prestigious schools read to their students.
Boss.
Look at my album plaques. Somebody agrees with the music.
Boss.
What's love, woman, you'll never see. All you know, my kids' mothers, some celebrities. Damn, look at the jealousy. Lucky me. I meet some beauties. Make you want to shoot me.
Boss.
Hate to brag. My worst batch kills off your best cutie.
Boss. Oh, can you do me a favor? Just repeat up until the top 40 part, the beginning of the verse. Just one more time.
Never sold a record for the beat. It's my verses they purchase. Without productions, I'm worthless. But I'm more than the surface. Want me to sound like every song in the top 40? I'm not for you. You not for me. You bore me.
That's it. Just leave it right there. Just leave it right there. Bars. That's bars. Bars.
See, that is, but I did not like that song. It was like, it sounded like an outro on an album.
It was an outro. It was the last song.
See, there should be no outro on the 7-track album. That's my problem.
It's not technical.
You got 7 songs. Every song should be a song.
Okay, but first song sounded like an intro. You ain't had no problem with that. The song with Puff. It sounded like a Hate Me Now 2018.
Nah, because that was like 4 minutes. Nah, that was.
But
that
it sounded like
song.
An intro.
Nah, that was a song, man.
But it did not sound like an opening track.
Nah.
What they did was make 7 songs into they tried to make 7 songs into an album format.
Yeesh.
It's hard to do, but that's what they tried. So I give it a solid 7.5, maybe even an 8. Like I said, if he would have added certain drums and another verse to certain songs that was too short, I have no problem with it.
Okay.
What you give it, Kai?
Lyrics were definitely on point. I mean, I feel like you said, the production and mixing could have been better, because I feel like a lot of the times, too, his voice was, like, loud over the beats and things like that.
Yeah. Production was loud and low.
And then, I'm not going to front. I like Nas' last album better than this one. What was it, Life is Good or
something
like that?
Life is Good was excellent.
Yeah.
Life is Good was excellent.
And, see, that, when I listen to Life is Good, that reminds me of just, like, classic Nas, period. This one, I mean, he did his thing on it. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But it don't give me the same feel. That's what it is.
You don't feel fulfilled, man.
Yup.
It's Kanye's fault.
Yeah, and
real talk.
To be honest, like, the only one I felt like he was like the classic Nas was Adam and Eve. I'm not going front, and I feel like that song was, you know.
Yes.
Yeah,
I agree.
Exactly. And then
Hold on.
So you don't think Not for the Radio was classic Nas? The first joint of Puff. Well, he was to me. That was classic Nas.
That was classic Nas, too, because it reminded me of, like, what you said, Hate Me Now.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, he should have had more songs like Adam and Eve, because I don't want him to go too classic where it reminds me of old songs still. You know what I mean? But as a whole project, I probably would have to say, for me, it's just, like, the production. But if it was talk about lyricism and stuff like that, I must say I would give it a 6.
Okay, decent. That's decent. I didn't give mine yet, right?
Yeah, you gotta give it. What'd you give it?
I give it a 7. I gave Pusha T a 7.2, but Pusha T slightly better, but doesn't mean that I'm gonna give Pusha T a 7.5 because it's still too close to an 8, which is an excellent album.
Why do you say Pusha T slightly better?
I feel like it's a more put together, better album. Like overall, it seems more of an album.
Production wise,
everything, even the bars, like Pusha T's bars were probably just as good.
No,
it's a better lyricist, of course, but Pusha T, he had some bars in his album. He had bars.
But when you talk about basically the same thing, like Nas talk about different things with dropping jewels.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but still, Pusha T has some bars. I don't know. It seemed like more of a put together album.
Better coke bars.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter. He still had bars. But here's my problems. Here's my problems with this. Like, there's no songs I hate, but come on, we waited 6 years for this.
Yeah, yeah.
See, and now how we always say we're giving nobody passes.
Yeah, nobody gets passes.
I'm the people that I really like, I'm harder on. You know what I mean? So I'm not gonna give him a pass. So I waited 6 years for a 7-track. Cop Shot the Kid is genius. Mm-hmm. I don't care what anybody says. It's a simple chop up sample, but they use it in a genius way.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the Richard Pryor going in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
with the how they put it out through the whole beat.
Yeah,
the,
yeah.
It's genius. That's genius on Kanye, and how they put the bass line, the chorus with the deep voice, Cop Shot the Kid, Cop Shot the Kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hard. Adam and Eve is probably my second favorite song. Like he said, it's like classic Nas. That's like old school Nas right there. White Label I didn't care for. Simple Things I didn't care for. So that's two songs. Everything's cool, but people hyping up like it's the greatest song on the album. It's not all that great. I hear everybody saying The Dream killed it. And
I like everything.
It's cool. It's all right. Yeah, whatever. I like Not For... Yeah, so... Not, and Bonjour is hard. Yeah. I give it a seven. His lyrics made up for like the lack with this, you know, the 7 tracks, the lack of like the short songs, the lack of lengthy songs.
Yeah.
So, and like I said, Cop Shot the Kid, Adam and Eve, like, were bangers. Those are two bangers in my opinion.
All right.
I'm gonna give it a 7.
This is coming from like we always say, we not biased over here. Like, this is Nas is my favorite rapper of all time, and I'm gonna leave it at a 7.5 because the average Jay or these other fans out here, whoever their favorite rap is, they will never say this. They always gonna give it, if not classic, something close to a classic. Yeah. So I'm gonna just say it's a 7.5.
And I feel like Kanye, man, you working with the God here. You should have took a little more time on this one.
Yeah, it shouldn't have been one of the seven albums.
It shouldn't have been.
You should have sat down with Nas and put together a full body of work, a full LP. 15 songs. You could have did 12 to 15.
You know what he should have did? Like, if you didn't have the time to do a full LP, give me your best songs from the shit you record already. You know what I mean? Like, the stuff he been recording for the last
five years. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me
get, like, 5 of the best ones, and then we'll mix it with mine, and boom, make it an album.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would have been happy.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have been happy.
Imagine that. Kanye, Salam, Remy.
Yeah.
Mixing it up.
L.E.S.
L.E.S.
Usual Suspects. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Large Pro. That would have been a crazy album, but... Like I said, hopefully what I heard is true, that Nas is coming out with another album this year. Like, this is not, I'm like, Nas, if you make us wait another 6 years.
2 years ago, that song, Nas album Done, came out.
Yeah, with Khaled.
Where's that album? I want that album.
Yeah.
That song was hard, too.
Yeah.
Because there was so many rumors. Rick Ross supposed to executive produce Nas album. Khaled supposed to executive produce. It's like, Nas, stop it. Just get back. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Life is Good was an amazing album. Life is Good.
I loved it.
Like, nah, it's like, come on.
So.
What about Teyana Teller? Even though it's not hip-hop, it was part of the fallout.
That was
good. I think it was good.
That was very good.
Good R&B.
There was, like, the very beginning. I'm like, yo, this got more hip-hop beats than the other good music albums. Then it went to straight R&B like this. But I was like, come on, man. How is she going to have the hardest hip-hop beats?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At first, and then as the album progressed.
It goes to show you, like, on Tiana's album, that Kanye still, I don't think he, like, fell off production-wise. Like, he can't. I think he's, like, how Kai was saying, he's trying to do this new sound. Like, because every now and then, he dibbles and dabbles back into that. Like, you know it's still there. He got it. Like, right. Track 2 and 3 on Tiana's album, you hear like the sampling, the soul food joint. It's like, I'm like, all right, Kanye, like, you could, it sounds like something Common could be spitting on, or Nas could be spitting on. It's like, you still have it. You just trying to, I don't know, I guess,
a new approach,
which is nothing wrong with that. Trying something new, thinking outside of the box.
But that's the thing though, because he said on Twitter that he's going back to the old Kanye chopping up beats, but I didn't get that feel. Only on a few tracks, but I didn't get that feel overall at all.
Okay.
Especially when kids see Ghost. That was not Chop It Up Kanye. Sample Kanye.
And my thing is, why did Teyana Taylor get 8 tracks? Everybody else got 7. She had 8.
Yeah,
I don't know if y'all noticed that.
The first one
was
like an intro because it was like a minute and a half, and Ray wasn't. Yeah. I don't know.
But yeah, on Teyana, I like Gonna Love Me and Issues/ Hold On and Hurry and Rose in Harlem. That was like my favorite joints on there.
Yeah.
And Three Way. Shout out to Three Way. Yeah. Shout out to Female. Hopefully that becomes an anthem. What I mean? Hopefully that becomes an anthem this summer, Three Way.
So what do you guys think? Like overall, this whole rollout, is this hype? Was this hype or was this actually worth it?
No, it wasn't worth it. I was disappointed. Overall, I wasn't completely disappointed, right. But I was slightly disappointed. Slightly, I would say.
Yeah, I think
slightly disappointed.
I was slightly just because like it felt rushed, it felt shortchanged. It just, you know, we hold Kanye and Nas to a way higher standard. You know what I mean?
It should have been executed better. Should have been planned better.
Yeah, and then you know what's funny is, like 6 hours later after Nas drops, no hype around it, nothing.
Jigga,
which, and you know me, when I told you this shit is hard, you were like, whoa.
Yeah, when I heard it from you, I told everybody that. I like Brock saying
this was a put together album. This had thought into it. Every song is like 4 minutes long. This had bangers. There was a couple joints that none of the good music albums had a harder hip hop beat than.
Exactly. This had more drums than all the good music albums. The drums they did have was harder than all the good music albums. Like the production wise was like more hip hop than a lot of the good music. Yeah. But
there was like one song I didn't like on it was the song Nice.
I didn't care for Ape Shit.
I actually liked Ape Shit, and that's usually not my style. I actually liked it though. I was like, I could, you know.
I like everything. I like Was it Black Effect?
That excellent.
That was hard. What was the last
Love
song?
Love Happy.
Love Happy.
Boss.
Friends.
Friends, 713.
713,
bangers.
Yeah, Summer. I like the first track, the way it starts off, Summer. Yeah. Summer, yeah. So, Jay and Beyonce, if I had to give it a quick rating real quick, I'm going to give it, I think my first rating, I said 9. Spill said I was wilding. I'm going to say, I'm going to drop it to 8.5.
All right. Yeah, I said
8. I think I was shocked. And this is the funny thing is, when Brock said, when Brock first said, like, yo, because he was calling me, and then I finally saw the text. I think you said Jay and Beyonce dropped the album today.
Right.
That I picked up, but you didn't say, was it? I'm like, here we go. Like, he's about to go in because everybody think Brock hates Jay-Z.
I don't.
I know he doesn't, but that's the.
I don't like his fans, and I troll his fans when I do digs.
The people that listen, that's what they think, but he doesn't.
You say any constructive criticism, it's like,
but I don't think Brock is a big Jay fan, and he's not a big Beyonce. I never heard him rave about Beyonce. Now, on the flip side, me, I think I'm a bigger Jay fan than Brock, and I'm a definitely huge Beyonce fan.
Yeah, definitely.
But that being said, I still didn't think they was going to put together a good album. I thought it was gonna try to ride the wave or the trendy trap and everything. So I wasn't looking forward to it. So when you told me, I'm like, So then when you call, I'm like, so I was like, here, he's about to go in, and I'm not gonna be surprised. He totally flipped it on me. Brock was like, yo, this shit is hot.
Yeah.
He said, yo, I played it again. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe who I was speaking to. I'm like, Brock said it's hot? Yo, so
I took my man Miles on the walk. Put my headphones on, and I was blown away. I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
I got a call right away.
They definitely surprised me. This was the best hip-hop R&B/pop collabo since Best of Both Worlds.
The first one, so.
Wow.
I give it an 8.5, solid 8.5.
Yeah.
And it was only 9 tracks. So they only did 2 more than the good music albums. And
I think it was like 47 minutes. All the good music's like 21, 24. Double the time and only 2 more tracks. That's because every song is like 4 minutes.
Full songs.
Yep. Full songs.
So.
Mixed right, put together right.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that was a dig at Nas? I think it's more of a dig at good music because he's not cool with Ye no more. He's like, okay, they had their rollout. Now let's drop the nuclear bomb.
That's what me and Kyle was discussing. Kyle. I think it's more of a I think it was more of a shot at the good music. The whole.
What you think about the Bay and Jay album?
Did you hear it?
I didn't really hear it. But I want to go back to the whole thing with like the whole good music rollout. Right. If it was like hype or not. So the thing for me is like, it wasn't like classic like everyone is saying, but it wasn't bad either.
It wasn't bad.
Nah.
Well, actually, Ye was bad to me.
Yeah, I mean.
Ye and Kid Cudi album was bad.
Yeah. I mean, I actually liked that one, but the thing is, out of the whole good music rollout, I got to say Daytona was the best album.
My opinion was too.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Nas. Just because. I'm not going to be mad at somebody say because it's right there.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say Nas just because of the lyrical content. And that just what's your personal, what you rather hear? What's your preference?
Yeah, right.
I'd rather hear the jewels being dropped than the stuff Nas was saying than the stuff Pusha T was saying.
Right.
But it's all on your preference. But I'm not mad if somebody say Pusha T. I think that's why I said I gave it Nas a 7.5, Pusha a 7. It could easily be 7.7 or both of them 7.5, but I feel you.
Yeah.
So Jay, hold on.
What do you give Jay and Beyonce? You ain't give them.
I think I'm at 8. I think I'm 8 because like you were saying before, it's not a hip hop album.
Yeah, really. It's not a hip.
So it's more like music, like a music album.
Also, take your hip hop hat off just out of a good album, not basing it on like just a hip hop. Like, what do you give it?
You know what? I'll say 8.5 because they got bangers. They got a good 5 bangers.
Out of nine, yeah.
Like I said, I don't like the song Nice. Don't like it at all.
And I don't like Ape Shit. So me and you both don't like one song.
Right.
So, yeah. So, what up? A couple of other albums came out.
Here's the albums I had no hype and I thought were very good.
Yeah, speak on it.
First was, Freeway, Think Free. I think Freeway is so much better after Rockefeller than when he was on Rockefeller. I feel like he crafted his identity, his sound. He has a following now. And I feel like every time he drops something, I like it. I like what I hear. I feel like he found himself. Because I feel like when he was on Rockefeller, he wasn't really respected. Everybody just wanted to hear the Kanye a Just Blaze beat and what feature you're gonna have. It wasn't like they respected him as an artist, you know. And okay. I fell in that too. Okay. You know what I mean? I just, you know, because he has that, you know, different voice. So you're just like, all right, you're on Rockefeller. I want to hear the bangers. But I feel like since that left, now you're just looking at him as an artist, and I feel like he took that and ran with it very well. So to be real quick with it, I give his album like a 7. The standout joint is with Fat Joe called Cocaine White. I feel like he should make that a single. I feel like that could actually pop.
Okay.
Next was Freddie Gibbs, Freddie.
I didn't get to hear that
with
either.
The ill cover, with the Teddy Pendergrass cover.
I didn't get to hear that.
That was
album.
Very good. I always like Freddie Gibbs' music. This was solid. And then West Side Gun, did you hear that?
I heard that album. I liked it.
Supreme Blientele?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it. A lot. I definitely liked it. And he wasn't on my radar. He wasn't on my radar, but I like the album. I like West Side Gun album. The beats, the production. I like the song with Busta, the song with Kiss. It's just that underground hip hop feel. Like some of the songs sound like some, like you can hear it on the Supreme Clientele.
Right.
And I think it was a good album. Yep. I can't give it a rating yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get back with y'all with my rating.
Two,
yeah,
all three of them might have to come back to that.
Yeah, Freddie Gibbs, Freeway. I gotta listen to those.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I don't know. You know who Maxo Cream is?
No.
I feel like he had a good album too. I don't know. I think it came out this year or probably like
Maxwell Cream.
But I feel like he's one of the most slept on new rappers. And for me to say that takes a lot because I listen to music like all day, every day. Right. And Maxo actually has some bangers, I think, with one of his songs was Roaches. Another one was 5200, and if you listen to those songs, especially Roaches, the lyrics in there, he wasn't offbeat not once. And if you ever get a chance to listen to that album, you see what I mean.
Definitely gonna check into that.
Yeah.
Where's he from?
He's from Houston.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Maxo Cream.
All right.
We got to check that out. See the young boys putting us on.
There we go.
You know what I mean? Put us on to something new. I want to talk about J-Rock album, Redemption, Official.
Solid.
Official.
I give it 7.5. I liked his debut better.
Like, his debut was slept on.
But this was very good.
Yeah, this was very good.
Only one song I didn't like, and that's Win. I know you like it.
Yeah, I like Win.
I don't like Win.
I'm going to give J-Rock, I'm stuck between an 8 and an 8.5.
I'm at 7.
But I might give it a solid 8. And I don't know if we ever spoke about it, but so far, to me, it's still the best album this year. The year is still early. I'm going to still say Book of Ryan, Royce the 5'9".
I'm still in the toss.
Between that and Nipsey.
Yeah. I'm leaning towards Nipsey more, but both albums are solid.
Yeah, Book of Ryan. If y'all ain't listened to it, like, yo, it's a real good album. Beats, concepts. Lyrics, of course. Royce is a beast.
Yeah, definitely.
Shout out to Keith Murray, just dropped the album too, Lord of the Metaphor.
I didn't hear that yet.
I skimmed through it, so I can't really give. I'm gonna have to get back to that too. But I know I do like the song with Redman. He got a track with Redman on there, and that track is hard. You know what I mean, I wonder if Eric Sermon produced the whole album, because a lot of the beats sound like Eric Sermon. But the song Rolling featuring Redman, I like that song. And Proper Perspective, I like that song. But we got to get back to them albums.
Anything else?
Nah, that's about it. So the good music rollout.
Yep.
We
tell us your opinions.
Yeah, let us know what y'all think as a whole. So what are we saying? We was slightly disappointed.
We were slightly disappointed.
There's a lot of hype behind it, but we was kind of let down. But
yeah,
it was still good for music though. At the end of the day,
right? It was
still good for music.
It was
because. Like, I don't like to compare stuff to most of the stuff that's out now, but I'm going to do it real quick. Compared to most of the trash that out now, it still felt good to hear something, like, of quality coming from slight, like, quality compared to what's in the climate right now. So it felt kind of good.
We put these people at a high pedestal, and that's why I'm disappointed.
Yeah, we got high standards for them. Yep. So that's what it is. But that's it.
Chop It Up _ Brock on IG. We now have Snapchat, Chop It Up Hip Hop.
Yeah, check it out. Follow us on Twitter.
Yep, follow us on Twitter at Chop It Up Hip Hop.
Follow me on IG, Rich_Notch. That's Rich_Notch.
Yes, sir.
Check out the SoundCloud, the Summertime
check
Mix.
Check out SoundCloud, DJ Majesty doing all the mixes.
Yeah.
Curated by us.
Yeah.
You can listen to the show on YouTube, iTunes, Google Play. Stitcher, Podbean, TuneIn Radio. Am I missing something?
Arts and Rhymes app,
yeah. Spotify.
Yeah. And that's about it, right? Anyone want to give any shout outs? Plug anything?
Yeah,
Killer
plug,
Cop?
Plug something.
Yeah, let me get a shout out to my homie in AZ, Lavish Prince. He's doing his thing on SoundCloud.
Mm.
You know, we up here starting producing and things like that too. Follow me on Instagram too at Kai_boy_forever.
How you spell that?
KAI.
All right.
Yeah, and then BOI too for the boy. And then
okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. That's what it is. So, like we always say, until next time, stay fit and keep it hip hop.
Peace.
Chop chop.
Yes, sir.